College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny, we were just talking about using secret words and code words. Do you have a code word or a secret word in your relationship? 314-531-9898. Or maybe it's not like a code word or a secret word, but it's a phrase that only you two get. Like, this is just so us. We use this phrase, we use this saying all the time in our relationship. 314-531-9898. I think a lot of parents maybe use code word for sexy time.
Oh yeah.
Can't say it around the kids. So they have a secret code word. Or if you like want to talk about a fight later, you just like press pause. So you just use a secret word like, okay, this is our code word. AB actually gave advice to one of her friends because I think this happens a lot of times in couples. For some reason, whoever we're dating, we get matched up and we all want to fight differently or talk about serious things differently. Some people are ready to, right away. Like if something serious is happening, they want to have a conversation. And then some people want more time to process things. And you gave your friend advice because they were kind of struggling with that, huh?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, my friend just had a lot of anxiety. He was feeling really overwhelmed. And she was with her boyfriend and he kept being like, are you okay? And she just kept being like, yeah, I'm fine. And he asked like three times and she kept being like, yes, I'm fine. Was obviously not fine.
Every one time you hear fine, you know that is code word for not fine.
Yeah. And then she started getting mad that he didn't ask more times. And that like he finally was just kind of like, okay, I'll believe you. You're fine. And so I told her, because that situation sucks, I was like, well, what if next time that happens and you're just feeling overwhelmed and you need a second, you have a code word where it's like, I'm not fine, but I don't want to talk about it yet. And she was like, that's a great idea. She was like, I'm going to use meatball. I don't know why she chose that.
Meatball.
But she uses meatball now with her boyfriend.
So that way he doesn't feel like he's hearing that's fine. Because sometimes us guys, we're idiots. Like, we really want you to be direct. So if you say that's fine, like, okay,
just
maybe she
anxiety,
really is fine.
I need a sec, meatball.
Because my wife and I are like that too. Like, I don't need as much time to process things. I like flip a switch. I want to talk. If we're in an argument, let's just talk it out right away. Or if she's feeling stressed, like, let's just address it and try to move on. Or she takes more time to process things. So I do think that's a conversation for a lot of couples. And if you tell us guys we're fine, we know that we've been told that a lot. That means you're not fine.
Red flag.
But then eventually we just kind of forget. Like, well, she told me she was fine.
Right.
What more can I do?
Yeah, what more can I do? So that's a good, interesting code word.
I'm a very, like, termy person. I always, every single time I've ever even dated a guy, I call them by a nickname. I never call them by, like, their real name. So I have a lot of terms and stuff that I've used before. Mm. One of my exes, we would say, instead of saying, like, I love you to each other, we would say Loma Lome. That's all we would
Loma
say.
Loma Lome? Why?
And that means it stood for, clearly it didn't stand for anything because we're not together anymore, but it stood for love of my life, love of my everything.
Wow.
So we would say that. And
that's
then,
adorable. I'm surprised you guys didn't make it.
Yeah.
I know, right? Damn, that's like heartbreaking to hear that we would say that and it didn't work. But and then another one, it would be a term for hooking up. We would call it basket time.
Why?
Because
what you got in the basket, Hannah?
He had this cat that, like, as a reward, if the cat was good, the cat would, like, get to play in a basket, and it would make the cat so happy. I'm like, oh, okay. And so then, I don't know, it just turned into basket time.
A whole different cat.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Those are my little terms I use.
You know, it's
not
funny
anymore. They're retired. But
Sarah and I really don't need terms because she's very direct.
Oh, good. And, so yes, she doesn't use the that's fine.
That's
hey, are
fine.
You okay? No.
That's fine. And the only thing I can think of is the one we use a lot is if you play your cards right.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, if you play your cards right, which could mean anything.
Yeah, and you never do. Right.
Well, if you play your cards right, I'll let you eat dessert tonight.
Right.
That's not sexual. That's legit.
Mine's cucaracha.
Cucaracha?
Mm-hmm. It does translate to cockroach.
All right.
Well, I didn't know. I had my eyes. I'm like, dump button.
You know, like the song La Cucaracha. I don't know. It just kind of, it's
that's
kinda
like your term of endearment for each other?
Yeah. You
nothing
know,
like
or does
Kogan
it stand
the
for something?
No,
else.
It's just, that's like, that's of just kind of it. When, you know, when we say, like, we'll be hollering out, like, Cucaracha.
All
know?
Right.
It's kind of, you know, hey, we got
a
our
cute
own thing.
Cockroach. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A cute cockroach.
A
exactly.
Cute cockroach. Do you have a term of endearment, a phrase or a saying, a code word in your relationship? Maybe it means press pause. talk about this later. Maybe it being sexy time. 314-531-9898. Do you have a code word or a phrase in your relationship that, you know, just fits you guys? It's just your, specifically for your relationship. 314-531-9898. AB actually just recently given this advice to one of her friends.
Yeah, my friend decided to use the word meatball to basically mean like, I'm fine, I'm not fine, I'm overwhelmed, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, because you know it's the most classic saying ever that if a girl tells you or a woman tells you, I'm fine, it means I'm not fine. Mm-hmm. But us guys, we still screw it up. You say I'm fine, all right, because she's fine. And it's not just in relationships. Jen had called in. We just lost her. She said she uses a code word for when different people pick up her kids at school to make sure, like, they know, like, oh, it's going to be like. And so when the kids.
Oh.
And so that was, I thought, really, really smart. Brilliant. So the kid knows, oh, this person's here for me. They know the code word with the family. So you can use it in different ways within your family. I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah.
Paul, you've been married for 41 years, and you got a code word and a phrase for your wife?
Yeah. Like I said, that. You know, I started calling her Boo, basically, and my daughters, basically, because there's that little bear in the cartoon. I forgot the name of the bear that, you know, he's the Sully. Son of. I'm sorry?
Sully from Monsters, Inc., and then he has Boo?
Yeah, I have Boo. So, in other words, I just thought it was a cute word, and now we use, I mean, we've been using that for some 30-some years. We use it on cards, we use it on text, we use it everywhere. We just. That's spelled B-O-O, you know, just like Boo. But it's supposed to be that little bear in the cartoon. And, you know, I just thought it was cute. And I thought it was, you know, appropriate for her and for the daughters. And now I call the dog Boo. Because
everyone's going, wow.
Hannah, it wasn't Monsters, Inc. Boo. Because you're talking, because everyone says, like, you're my Boo thing and stuff like that. You're talking of the originator of Boo. Paul is 40 years ago.
He's the OG.
He's the OG.
Sorry.
We all call each other.
Monsters, Inc. took that idea from you and your wife.
Paul is the OG Boo caller of his girl. You're talking to the originator. That's so funny. Stephanie, you have a term for yours with your relationship when you need space, kind of like AB's friend, huh?
Yeah. So whenever we just need space, whether it be like tap out with the kids or, you know, each other, we just say poof. Be gone.
Oh.
Easy step, right to the point.
I wish. Sometimes you're like, poof, I really wish I could be gone. Right. Like Houdini up on out of here. I love that, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Poof, see you out of here.
Yeah. Be gone.
Sam, what's the phrase or code word that you have with your significant other?
Yeah, so I wouldn't really say it's a code word, but after sexy time, we say good game and we shake hands.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Guys, no one's ever said that to me before. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a good game.
Good game.
Hit the showers.
Yeah, hit the showers. That was a good game,
guys. Kevin Bergoff.
Sam, that's hilarious. Thank you so much for the call. Good game, Sam. We are still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.